Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have Mick Billing, Executive Chairman of Thor Mining, which is an exploration and development company listed on the AIM. Good day, Mick. How are you?
Hi, Rob. Nice to talk to you. Well, thanks.
You had your interim results. They were released recently for Bonnier. Do you think you can give us a bit of a summary about them?
Yeah, sure, Rob. And look, they're not those results aren't yet complete for two reasons. One, we're still waiting on the interim results from the final target in the campaign, which is Samarkand. And the other reason is that what we do have at the moment are portable XRF results rather than final laboratory assays, which are probably 3 or so weeks away. Having said that, what we've got so far, particularly from the White Violet deposit, is, in my view, nothing short of outstanding. We've had 20 in the 20s and nearly 30 metres of drill hole intersecting 0.7-0.75% WO3. To put that into context, that's probably worth a good 3% copper if you were looking for copper. On top of that, we have had some tasty intersections of copper as well. So, and while we did expect some copper, it's nice to have that confirmed. What we've got, I think, so far is a very, very tidy and high grade deposit that will support Molly Hill and extend the life of Molly Hill, which is a great thing for the project, and therefore hopefully a very good thing for our investors.
Okay, and you sound quite upbeat about these results in comparison with the others. Does this sort of give you a different strategy of what you're going to do with Molly Hill?
Look, it doesn't change the strategy. It confirms that the strategy that we've had for some time, it works, or should work. We've had an objective now since, believe it or not, the back half of 2012 to get the Bonnier tenement and the deposits at Bonnier into the Molly Hill story. It's taken us that long. It took us a long time to get an equity in it and some time to get approval to drill. It's been great. But what we haven't found here is an enormous deposit that says, let's stop what we're doing at Molly Hill and move the whole plan, process, plant and development over to Bonnier. That's not the case. Molly Hill is still the main game. It's still the biggest deposit we have by quite a long way. But what we've done here, I suspect, is add another year or two, and that's to be confirmed by, you know, formal assays and resource work over time. But what we've done, I think, is add another year or two in the mine life at Molly Hill, just on the White Violet deposit alone. And there's a bunch of others out there that are still to be tested. And some of those we believe are quite as prospective as White Violet is.
Okay, and obviously you say the assays are going to be expected in a few weeks, so you know you'll work out what you're going to do then. Before, when we spoke, you were talking about having a joint venture or looking at that with different companies. How's that progressing?
I guess, well, we do have a joint venture in respect of Bonnier with Arafura Resources, but more to the point, I think what you're alluding to is the potential for a joint venture for Molly Hill as part of the financing package. We're in discussion with a couple of tungsten-focused people who are interested in joint ventures. That's not the only arrow in the quiver. It's what we've also got is a number of people who are after the tungsten offtake agreements and also the molybdenum offtake agreements, and some of those are prepared to give up a bit financially to make that happen, we believe. And we're also talking to a number of people about traditional finance to to fill the gap between what the off-takers are prepared to help out with and the rest of the capital requirement. The job's not done, but there is certainly quite a bit of interest there, and I think we should be able to update the market with some positive news before we're all very much older.
Obviously, this isn't the only asset you got, and I'm hoping that you can provide us an update on Kapunda and see what's happening there.
Yep, thanks, Rob, for the opportunity. Love to. Not just Kapunda, but also Moonta, the other copper project in South Australia that we're working away at. But first of all, at Kapunda, investors will remember we announced that we had been able to recover some gold recently from the historical core using the same techniques that we would use to recover copper. In other words, from using in situ recovery techniques. That's very, very positive. The jury is a little bit out yet on just how much gold there is at Kapunda, and we're having a think about that at the moment. But and it might take us a while to come to a position on that, but there's certainly more than just a sniff about it of gold at Kapunda that was intersected in 14 holes drilled quite some time ago that were assayed for gold. A bunch of the other holes had not been assayed for gold, unfortunately. In the next little while at Kapunda, we're going to be seeing what sense we can make of that. We'll also be doing doing a little bit of drilling at Kapunda to do some pump tests to confirm that what happens what we've been able to do with the historical core that's in the South Australian Government Core Library and what happens out the field do match one another and tick another box for the in situ recovery technique process. So there's a fair bit happening at Kapunda in the next little while, and also about 100 kilometres or so away at Moonta. We announced relatively recently that we think there's enough drilling information in two or three of the seven or eight deposits over there to come up with a mineral resource estimate, and we'd hope we'll get that out sometime during May as well. So an action-packed month, I think, coming up for Thor and for those who watch the Thor news flow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got more than one thing happening at the time. So as a timeline, you said for the next month it's going to be quite busy. For the rest of summer, what should shareholders be looking out for?
I think, Rob, the key thing, of course, is finance arrangements for Molly Hill. We'll be and that's our prime focus and has been for some time. Certainly during summer, we should be hopefully even in spring, we will see a some sort of terms that we can talk to the market about, and that's certainly what we're working very hard to do. The other things in respect of of Molly Hill, of Bonya, Moonta and Kapunda, the work will continue. There will be some news flow, and of course we've got these new projects in the Pilbara in Western Australia that we're having a bit of look at, and we'll be doing a little bit of field work on a couple of those as the opportunity arises in the next month or two as well.
Brilliant. Mick, always a pleasure to catch up with you, and we'll look out for your next bit of news.
Rob, thanks very much. Nice to talk again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.